Hi, this is November 13, 2008. This is the Pacific Affiliate Task Force meeting. And this is Teresa Allen. I have been asked by Estia Wangaza to chair this meeting. And we will move through the agenda. Actually, because I am out on the road, I do not have the tentative agenda, so we will, as soon as we take roll call, we will work on a tentative agenda, okay? We're going to do roll call now. Chandra Hopman?
Here.
Okay. And Ernesto Tifo Shaheen?
Shaheen
is not here.
No.
Okay. Joseph Wanzala? I should have called him. I think he wanted to be here. Alan Minsky? Not here. Jan Goodman said she had an emergency. She could not be here, but hopefully she will be on her schedule. Ray LaForest? No. Sean Rhodes?
Sean wrote in that he's not available this evening.
Okay. So is there any objection to giving him an excused absence?
No.
Okay. Is there any objection to giving Jan Goodman an excused absence tonight? Okay. Bernardo Colombo? No. Teresa Allen's here. Sandra Rawline is not here, I think. Deborah Shafto? Okay. Asiya Wangaza has the flu. And is there an objection to an excused absence for her? Okay. Dina Colbert? I hope she'll come on later. Ursula Rudenberg said she might be late. She has a conflict. Okay. Is there any objection to her absence at this time? Okay. Rip Robin?
Present.
Okay. And Lori Taguma? Okay. Okay. So, we have three people on the call. Welcome, everybody. I'm so glad you're on the call because even if it's only three, I think we have very important things to do. So, let's construct an agenda. Next thing I'd like to put on is the minutes. I'd like to postpone the minutes. So, can we have the next item on the agenda is approval of minutes? We're actually postponing. No problem with that? Okay. Is there anything else you'd like on the agenda?
Well, Ursula asked me to make everybody aware that she sent out a report today, and she'd like everybody to take a look at it. And I guess we should wait to discuss it till she comes on. Then she can brief us on her report. So maybe we should postpone her report until she comes on the call.
Okay. Do you know, did she say when she might come on?
No.
Okay. Well, I will put it right now.
As soon as possible.
Okay, I'll put coordinator's report on here, and we'll just go from there. Okay. Asiya asked me to make an announcement, so I'll put the chair's announcement. Okay. And I guess I'd like to put the status. So number four is the chair's announcement. Number five is the status of affiliate director applications. And then anything else that anyone knows that we need to put on the agenda? Well, what Afia was concerned about was technical support for our affiliates. And maybe we'll discuss that. We might want to actually have that a subcommittee to discuss those issues, maybe with Ursula. Okay, and then the coordinator.
Madam Secretary, Rip Robbins here.
Yes, Rip.
I've been, not on the meetings the last couple months, so I'm not sure of the ongoing topics. I'm sure that some projects that I know about have been discussed and worked on. But one thing that I know is timely right now is the nomination of affiliate seats on the PNB. And so,
yeah.
Even though I don't have any information about that, and I don't know if anyone on the call does, for the stream and the purpose of the archive of this meeting, I would like to bring that up and talk about the importance of that.
Yes, I have put that as number 5, the status of affiliate director applications.
Oh, okay, great.
I guess I should have said nominations.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought I was paying attention, but if I missed that, I'm sorry. But I'm glad that we're going to talk about that. Okay.
That's okay. So let's move on. Is there anything else that anyone thinks needs to be put on the agenda? Okay, so item number 7 will be confirm next meeting, and number 8 will be coordinator's report. Okay? All right. Next item on the agenda is postponing approval of the minutes. I did send them out. I sent them out twice. The second time was just today, but because I'm not sitting at my computer and there's so few people on the call, if you would please bear with me, maybe we could postpone that until the next meeting. Anyone want to move that we postpone approval of the minutes from October?
As far as I'm
so muted. Moved. So,
yes, and I'll second that.
Any objection? Okay. Postpone until December meeting, which is December 11th at this time. Next item is chair's announcement. I told Afia, I told Afia that if there was a choice of what to do tonight, I would rather have her get her paperwork together to submit it to as a director. So I think that's what she's doing right now. I certainly hope that is. But her concerns were that... there are financial issues on the national level, and there are some people that want to take a loan, and that there are others that say until they see a specific means of repaying the loan, they are opposed to taking a loan on the national level. So right now, as I understand it, they are looking for a company to serve as, to fulfill the responsibilities of the director, interim director, executive director, on an interim basis. And I forget the term for the type of company that it is. So there's quite a bit of controversy on the national board. And I think it's essential that we provide all the support we can for our affiliate director, because I think that she is not power hungry, and she really does look forward to working with an executive director to use as a sounding board. And I think we have a superb employee that we work with, and we should try to anticipate some of the needs of that position and of this program and do what we can. And I think that's what Afia would want to tell you now if she were on the phone. And one of those was because we no longer have Nathan Moore as program director, and we do not have a webmaster who was doing a lot of the technical support, that we want to make sure that the technicians on each of the stations is providing technical support for some of these national programs that are provided to our affiliates. And Rip, maybe you have some suggestions from your experience as to what we should do about that.
Excuse me, Teresa?
Yes.
This is John?
Yes, John.
That's actually my job.
Okay, so you have assumed that, making sure that all of these little P's and Q's are handled.
Well, it always was my job. I don't do the web tech, but I do, you know, making sure that the streams are working and that the satellite's working, and if there are technical problems, I handle those calls as long as they're directed to me.
I thought there were some technical jobs that were handled by the position that was cut.
Well, that was AudioPort, and I wanted to ask John if he knows what's happening, if there are problems, or Rip, who takes the feed from AudioPort, don't you, Rip?
We use AudioPort every day.
And have there been problems since Pete left?
No, not yet, that we've noticed, but I don't see how the thing can operate
without tech support?
Well, what I would say is that, and I don't know this, I haven't spoken to Pete, but, you know, I think if something there's a lot of us relying on that, on AudioPort, who are you going to call these days when there's a problem with that? And what's happened is Pacifica's built this wonderful this distribution system to provide community programming to all the communities around the country. This is the ideal, I think, of the Pacifica mission statement for community radio. If there was ever a way to take the local aspect, meaning, and when I mean local, I mean I do local programming, but that's not the local I mean. Local means, in the past, when you printed a publication, you kind of walked out and handed it around to a few people in your neighborhood, and that was great for your neighborhood. But when people have ideas that are good for communities, then they go around to different communities and share those ideas. Well, now we have technology available that allows us to share the discussion about the important matters of our communities. And Pacifica was in the lead with this sharing system. AudioPort was available to us as affiliates before PRX was successful in its endeavor. PRX is not as useful nor as friendly as AudioPort. And my media producers tell me that all the time, because we're subscribers to PRX. There's something going on at PRX, but go ahead, Chandra. I'm sorry to take
up. Well, my question was, mm-hmm. Sorry, but I don't know what PRX is.
Oh, I'm sorry. Public Radio Exchange is a similar service as AudioPort, started by the NPR and Public Radio Capital, which is a nonprofit organization that's been funding a lot of NPR station buying around the country. And along with Minnesota Public Radio, they've all gotten together and also created a program sharing site. It cost a bunch of money to sign up for it. Each time, it's a mercantile model where when I take a show, I'm charged, and when other station takes one of my shows, I get a credit. But you know, I kind of find that, what am I playing Monopoly or something? You know, but AudioPort, you pay a flat affiliation fee to Pacifica, and you get to use this service and work with other stations. KSVR is now airing a lot of different shows from areas around the country, including programs from, I think, almost every Pacifica sister station. And it would be a terrible thing for AudioPort to go down. That is the most valuable thing to an affiliate station. It's not the most valuable, but it's one of the most valuable tools that Pacifica's created. It should really be something just like the archives. It's just immensely important. So I can't speak enough of positive things about it.
Can I?
Well, should we do something in terms of making this information known to the national board? And would it make a difference, since we don't really have anybody to respond to us about this?
Well, you do. You have me. because we've been working the last 2 weeks to find somebody who would administrate those parts of the sites and keep them up and running if there was a problem.
Okay.
Where does that stand now, John?
We're just, we're actually working to establish control of those parts of the servers, that we're at the beginning of that process.
Can I get clarification as to what you mean by establish control? Who has control now?
Well, to have control, you really need, you need to have, you need to have privileges on the servers. You need to have the passwords and everything, and we've been able to get that so that we can actually administrate the servers. Without those privileges, you can't administrate.
And who is we?
myself and some people that we're working with. It's still not finalized, so I'd really rather not go into that right now.
Okay. So will this be like a contract?
Yeah, it will be a short-term contract.
Okay.
And part-time.
Well, Teresa, could you reflect in the minutes that this issue is being addressed? And maybe we can... Can we ask Ursula to put a note out to the affiliates and let them know? John, could you be the point person?
Yes, I'll be the point person until...
To contact if they need...
Yep. If they have any problems, they definitely should... They can send it to me at sirius@pacifica.org.
Yeah. We should say
that again.
sirius@pacifica.org. That's S-I-R-I-U-S. @pacifica.org.
Okay. Well, I'm making a notation that this issue of technical support, especially dealing with the audio port, is being addressed, and that John will get with Ursula to notify the affiliates of this. How they would contact him if they had issues with AudioPort.
Yep.
You know, another thing that we should perhaps do is attempt to get a grant, since this is such a unique service. Maybe we should get a, you know, attempt to get a grant to support this. I don't know if there's, if we have, is AudioPort still being developed? It sound like it was being developed more and more. Have we finished everything that we needed to do, or does it need to be developed even more?
I think that the upgrade to the new version is about halfway done, and I think there were financial issues, but I think that's being discussed also. You know.
Okay. Is there anything that the affiliates task force needs to do?
I don't know at this point. I don't know, maybe. I mean, I'm not sure at this point.
I mean, do we need to advocate to the national board or to the finance committee? I mean, I don't know who you're presenting it to when you say there are financial issues that are being discussed. I don't know who you're discussing them with. But, I mean, if we need to state that it's a higher priority, then...
That's possible. We still have to look at what was done and what continues to need to be done, and at what stage we are, and what the cost is.
I would suggest we table this issue for further discussion, or I should say for a status report at next month's meeting.
Okay. Yeah, I would second that with this hope that we would be able to find out some information. As an affiliate, I can say, you know, while I may know people to talk to at the different stations, that the network or the foundation didn't really send out anything about this transitional phase that it's in. So in one way, it could say, well, things have been invisible on AudioPort, haven't noticed any changes, and other aspects of the service are still operating just fine. There's streaming on the KU and so forth. So it, whatever transition's taking place, it seems to be covered. However, in terms of the question of the government, the governance of Pacifica, it's not very transparent, and this is pretty typical across the range of activities that the foundation's involved in, where they kind of do things, and this is a very corporate style of just doing things without telling anybody anything, even though there's incredible structural changes in the personnel and makeup of the foundation. There's no information about that. So, but I second that motion to table.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling? Okay. Hearing none, it's tabled for a status report at the next meeting. Okay. We are on item number 5, tech support. Is there any other item involving tech support that we need to discuss? I must say, I'd like to commend Ursula for continuing Sprouts. She encouraged me to listen to the election show, said that she has recently sent something out with a link, and I noticed that the Sprout show is tremendously collaborative, and I know it takes effort to coordinate that. So I will be thanking her. I encourage, in fact, maybe I'll send, I will send a notice to the program directors to listen and pay it, and if there are any program councils, to listen to Sprouts and commend the affiliate coordinator and those affiliates who are participating. Okay. Item number 6 is the status of the affiliate director nomination. Rip, you might not have heard, I did talk to Mary Berg today, and she said she had received no nominations.
Well, I was wondering what would happen. I would say that it's difficult to recruit volunteers at a time of crisis. I think a lot of people thought Pacifica was struggling in an improving manner. But I would say just that this past year has not been very, very good for the Pacifica image once again.
See what happens when I step down from the national board?
Yeah, there you go, Teresa. Yep. Yeah, well, I guess we could all,
all three of us.
Yeah, and then, of course, it didn't matter when you're in a minority position on the board. You feel like you can't get anything done either. So there's all the bunch of board members who are currently seated who kind of feel frustrated about things. But I'd say that the image of Pacifica has been made it kind of like a not a very attractive seat to have. So it could be difficult to find that. I have to say that just to editorialize about the relevance of Pacifica, that, those of us that use it a lot in terms of program sharing, find it valuable in that way. But in other terms, I don't know how relevant it is for people to feel like they want to take a lot of time out of their life in a year to participate, only because the majority on the board for a number of years now has broken the foundation into its provincial individual parts. And okay. So as an affiliate or as a person living on this continent where the Pacifica Foundation exists and distributes radio programs, I don't really feel that it's a group of folks, in the majority, that is, that want to participate in a national forum or be part of a national community, because they're such isolationists, and they have blocked every attempt in 3 years to build the foundation into a clearinghouse of voices for the national discussion. And it's really a shame. And how can you entice affiliates to participate if all we're going to talk about are, you know, the governance of individual stations in metropolitan areas that where we're not, so where I don't get the signal anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think that's the dilemma. Unless the board and the foundation decide to embrace a national voice and utilize its strength of being a national media organization already by having the stations all across the country, well, then there's no reason for affiliates to even be involved. All we, you know, what we really would only use now is the program sharing device, which is a technical tool.
I vacillate in my thought about grabbing those national board members and lecturing them, or trying to educate them. I mean, surely I think to myself, they should be educated by now. And granted, we've taken on new members. I think Joe Wanzala, for example, on the national board, has been very understanding and obvious and very insightful. Whenever he talks, I can tell that he gets it, how important it is. Let me give you a personal story here. I have been campaigning for two people who ran for State Board of Education in the state of Texas. And the person that was running in just north of me in Montgomery County, that position covers a district that covers Texarkana, Lufkin, Tyler, Nacogdoches, Kilgore, and Longview, as well as Montgomery County, 24 counties, okay? The district that I'm in covers the metropolitan area of Houston the eastern side, all the way down to Galveston. So areas like suburbs that include Spring, Humble, Friendswood, down to Galveston. Of course, the one to the north, covers a huge area all the way up to the north of Texas and all the way east to Louisiana. I contacted the newspapers in these areas to see if they were covering the race for State Board of Education. They weren't. They were depending upon the AP wires to cover this race. So there was no coverage of this race for State Board of Education in all of those cities. No coverage. No discussion of the issues. And if they don't have local radio stations, and if the people don't have enough money to get on television to have ads, which they don't, there's no coverage for the race of State Board of Education. As a result, and it was covered on my station because I pushed it. As a result, the person who was reelected in my district, and people voted him in straight ticket, number one, doesn't live in the district. Number two, homeschools his children. Number three, says critical thinking is gobbledygook. And says, and is on public record, says that comprehension is fuzzy and mushy. So my point is, and these people are making big decisions about education in the state of Texas, big decisions like will our sex education in high schools be abstinence only, so it doesn't even discuss contraception, for example, or basic issues, throwing out textbooks because it shows a woman walking with her child and carrying a briefcase. And that is scary to some people, that a woman would have a briefcase. So it's very, very important that we have community radio stations and that we stand together to support each other in these times of media consolidation. Are you there?
Yep.
Did I lose Chandra? Chandra?
I'm still here.
Well, are you just speechless from my little story there?
Yes.
Well, again, voices, I mean, you don't know who's listening all the time. We always wonder down, people argue about Arbitron ratings. And with FM, you don't know. People are fascinated by online listeners because there's a number. And at our station, it's a really, really low number. But, I've heard, if a couple hundred, let's say you're KPFA and you got 200 people on some stream. Well, yeah, but how many people live in the FM circle? So, whenever I hear this story about, I've got, this many online listeners, I always say, well, don't forget the 75,000 people that are in our FM signal area. That some of them could be listening too, So you never know, but you try and put out the programming to give a lot of different viewpoints about things. And we know that when you have a talk about one particular topic, like a school board or a local fluoridation issue, or the public utility district is trying to become independent of the energy company, those kind of discussions go out and people don't always hear them. And so we think about the time shifting those, we replay them. We don't know, how to get the word out about all these different things, because there's just so many things to talk about. But with more media, there's more conversation, and more dialogue is better than less.
Well, Rip, I hope that we have some nominations. I was hoping someone would nominate you, Rip, and that you would accept. I mean, I think that despite the frustration, we need the vision, because the work is so valuable. And now that we have a new administration on the national level, I really hope that the FCC will make some changes for the good. And I hope that the National Board of Pacifica will improve, especially with some visionary people as affiliate directors. I've been very impressed with Afia's work, and she's willing to continue. Are you intending to have anyone nominate you, Rip?
Well, not this year. So I thought about it again, and I was really tempted. I mean, I would do it in a minute, but I don't have the support that I did before, either at home or at work. So I'm pretty much not going to be able to do that.
Well, have you thought about nominating Bear or someone? Do you have any thought to nominating someone in particular?
Well, I don't know that she would want to do that. In the past, she said no. I mean, you never know, I guess. You could ask people.
I guess I need to get on the phone and make some calls tomorrow. I hope that you will.
I guess so. I hadn't thought about it. Really, I kind of looked around or hoped that the emails would generate some talk. I mean, I remember last time there were 7 applications, and the person that I was talking with, Ani's, decided not to run. So so that was the person I was hoping for. Mm-hmm. But I suppose at least we should contact the folks that applied last time and see if they would reapply.
Mm-hmm.
They already have application packets written. They could just change the dates and send them in.
Okay. Well, I guess I need to call. Can you make some phone calls on that tomorrow, Rip?
I'm going to look and find those applications from last year and find those people and assemble that. So I'll probably do an email, although I am going to call one person.
Okay. Well,
but
only
I'll
those
do an email to all of them. Yeah.
Well, only those that you think are good.
Sure. Well, there were several last time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That I think are competent.
Well, anyone on the call, if we can just maybe do one or two things tomorrow to try to get going, I sure would appreciate it.
If Shonda would move to another signal area, then we could nominate her. If she moved to an affiliate signal area.
Okay, so I'm going to make a notation that each of us are going to make maybe one or two phone calls tomorrow to try to make sure we get the applications. And I've been told they needed to be submitted to the Secretary Mary Berg with a CC to Sherry Gendelman, the chair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. All right. Item number 7 was confirmed the conference call next meeting would be December 11th. And item number 8, does anybody have a problem with that, December 11th? Okay. Do we have any other business that's come up that you can think of, new business that we need to discuss? Because the next item is the coordinator's report before we adjourn. Hearing none. Coordinator's report.
Well, since Ursula isn't here, what about we just read her report into the minutes or at least into the stream?
I would love to, but since I'm sitting in a car, I don't have it in front of me.
Rip, can you do that? Because I just had surgery, so it's stressful on my eye to sit here reading. I had cataract surgery today.
Oh, wow. So, and you're actually awake and talking. So.
It's such a simple procedure these days, but it's a strain on my eye, the good eye, the one that's not patched up, to read that. I mean, I can do it, but it would be easier if you could.
Sure. Let's see. I'm scanning it over right now, and okay, yeah, it's not that long. So this would be the affiliate coordinator's report that was sent on email to the affiliate committee on Thursday the 13th of November 2008. So she says, I may be late to the meeting tonight. Teresa suggested I post a report. So here it is. New affiliates. Our first Canadian affiliate has officially joined the network. It's Kootenai Co-op Radio in Nelson, British Columbia.
How do you spell Kootenai?
Kootenay. Co-op Radio is a cooperative that incorporated in 1998 and became a fully licensed on-air community radio station in 2000. It has over 1,500 members, 130 active volunteers, and a growing listener base. They operate at 70 watts with an antenna delicately placed on the roof of the Kootenai Lake District Hospital. Operating at low power capacity, they're looking to expand power. They are streamed over the internet at kootenaycoopradio.com. Excited about Pacifica affiliation, they have offered to go on our behalf to other Canadian community and college stations and encourage them to affiliate with us. Three other stations are currently discussing affiliation. One stated they may not now based on the political turmoil at Pacifica's leadership and governance. This bad reputation issue has become more frequent, brought up by affiliates and potential affiliates. Next section, election coverage. Together with volunteers at the affiliate's office, we organized a Sprout show based on call-in reports from people around the network and in Europe. Randy Zimmerman, former headlines editor of FSRN, initiated and led the project. All election day and night, we got calls and then edited all the next day and night. Grassroots voices were heard from a wide spectrum of people articulating the legacy issues and most of all the emotions this election evoked. It's a wonderful show, and I recommend that you listen to it. Go to audioport.org and click on Public Files, and you will see it listed as Sprout's Election 2008. No password is needed to listen. Many thanks to John Elmella for traveling to Brooklyn to install needed equipment to record the calls. Next item, services.
So you go to audioport.org and you go to Public Files and then what?
Sprout's Election 2008.
Okay.
Okay, next one is services. Ursula says, I am continuing to provide day-to-day services. The loss of Doug is severely felt, and I'm not able to provide some technical services he used to provide. Next section, economic development. There are many talented and experienced people in the affiliates network, and I continue to discuss ideas for economic development for community radio. And then another section called team, question mark. Team with a question mark. Ursula says, I've spoken once with Sherry Gendelman by phone, and she provided me with some language for informing affiliates about the current status of Pacifica and the staff reduction. I've had a small amount of discussion with John Elmella and Sasha Lilly at KPFA regarding problems that occurred with the DN broadcast of election night. We got some complaints. Other than that, I've had no contact with anyone at Pacifica for several weeks. And that's the end of the affiliate coordinator's report. So just a couple things. Kootenai Co-op Radio, well, Nelson, B.C. is just one of the coolest places. I've been through there and stayed the night. It is just a cool place in the middle of these evergreen forested mountains in British Columbia. It's really, really great.
Is it like Banff?
Yeah, kind of. The mountains aren't that high there because it's lower down in the mainland. But it's in the middle of, you know, when you get up on some of the high parts, all you can see in the distance is just hills of evergreen trees. It's one of those kind of great views that aren't around much anywhere anymore. And it's also a cool town because it's got a lot of progressive people kind of migrated there to hang out. It's several hundred miles from Vancouver, so it's kind of out of the way there. But the other thing I would like to say, since I had to read this thing, that what she says at the end there, in that last paragraph, first of all, the DN broadcast, we use the stream, and it kicked off a couple times, and my operator just rebooted it, it wasn't rebooting the computer, just restarted the stream, and it started up again and played. So to me, that wasn't a problem because I knew I couldn't automate that kind of thing. You've got to have someone sitting there, an engineer of some kind. But the other part of her paragraph about not having any contact with anyone, getting some language from the chair of the PNB about the status, it's obvious that the governance is in some kind of vacuum at Pacifica, and I would think that the PNB would need to move more quickly, and maybe they are behind the scenes, but again, you know, as typical, no one knows anything that's going on until way after it happens. But that's a concern. That paragraph has concerns there for this part of Pacifica, the affiliate program. So I'm sure maybe other people have some things to say.
Well, I would like to say that I would like to... Hello? Okay. I would like more people to be, more of our directors to be on affiliates task force. I am very disappointed that no one from WPFW is a member of the task force. And again, I had this urge to lecture them or educate them or plead with them or just like choke them. Just saying. But like, I think that she should be having some contact with Afia, who certainly knows what's going on and can provide support, Joe Wanzala, and others. There are other board members that should be more understanding of our program, of the affiliate program, and helpful. So I guess I need to, when I get my unlimited long distance, maybe make some phone calls to national board members. I don't know who on the national level she can contact. I mean, if she calls finance, what are they going to do? I hope that they're supportive of her, but I don't know what she would want to finance. that they can give her.
Sorry, I disconnected by mistake.
Okay. Well, if she obviously she can contact John Amella if she needs to. And I don't know who else on national board. I mean, she's actually looking for, sounds like she's looking for direction, and sounds like the foundation is pretty well giving her free rein to do what she needs to do within certain budget constraints.
Well, what it means is that Ursula is so capable of doing her job that she actually has to make it up and do it because there's no leadership or support. So, in some ways, you say, okay, well, that's fine. There's an employee doing the job, and they're just doing it, and just keep doing it no matter what happens upstairs. But on the other hand, people tend to feel less part of the overall organization, and you become kind of like you're just kind of out there, and I can tell you that as time goes on, it leads to a worsening sense of belonging, and also there becomes kind of like a human emotion that where you get more stressed with worry about the work that you're doing and the job that you have and the position you have. And I think that she's already been suffering under these kind of conditions where there's always been this threat from someone in influence at Pacifica that somehow they were going to get rid of this whole thing, this affiliate program. That's always been on the table, and I find it really a terrible story to tell that after unanimous board appraisal of this affiliate program over and over and over again, that the people that run the organization have always left that on the table, that, well, maybe they'll just get rid of the whole thing. So now it's even worse, because now there's no sense of an organization. So I think it is a terrible condition for any of the employees, and even the ones who are working to rebuild what happened here, John having to try to figure out how to replace the work that was done before.
Hi, this is Ursula. I just joined the call.
Hey, Ursula. Hi.
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 Well, maybe you can explain it. We were interpreting your last paragraph of the affiliate report.
Oh. Is this a public call or is this an...
Well, we were speaking to the public part, yes.
Well, I'm not sure what you want me to explain.
Well, maybe there isn't anything that needs to be explained. I guess my question for Rip is, Rip, what do you think, I mean, having been on the board, Chandra, what do you think needs to be done? I mean, the only thing I can suggest is that, you know, I call national board members and say, you know, we think that our affiliate coordinator is doing a superb job, and we hope that you are extremely sensitive to her needs, the program's needs, and appreciative of what she's contributing.
I have another suggestion.
Okay.
This year, a few months ago, a large staff group at KPFA developed a listing of criteria that they wanted to see in a general manager. And they sent that out to the national board. It was a very comprehensive list because the local station board was in the process of doing a job search for a permanent general manager. Maybe we should do something like that in what we want, not necessarily criteria for the affiliates coordinator, but what we want the Pacifica Foundation to address when they have this person this organization that's going to come on board to be like a management consultant to run the network. instead of like, you know, because we've done before, we've talked about how wonderful Ursula is and what a great job she does, but this would be more, and this would be more like what issues need to be addressed and where the affiliates program is at now, and to just make sure that it's being considered when this new company or individual comes on board. And it could also
develop criteria of what we want Pacifica's management consulting group to address.
Well, what I would suggest is that to go along, I like this idea because it's a reaffirmation again from the board that they want the foundation to engage in these activities, which is the affiliation building. And we already have a job description, which is pretty comprehensive and couldn't be tossed out and said that those duties could be redistributed to existing employees. That just wouldn't be possible. So we have an existing job description. But what we need is the affirmation from the board that, yes, this is going to be a component of the management of this organization, meaning whoever comes in, and even if it was a new ED, that this is part of operating the foundation. The affiliate program is a part of the duties of the foundation management. So the job description is already there because they're not going to want to be personality driven anyway. They want to have the role established. So the role needs to be affirmed. Then when they look at the role, then when you look around, well, who can do that? Okay, but to pull the personalities out, what you do is bring a motion to the board that they reaffirm to the new management entity that the affiliate program is part of the foundation. I don't know, how does that make sense?
That's kind of what I was thinking of, but that would be part one. Part two would be how the loss of staff has impacted the affiliates, the delivery of the services to affiliates, and how this needs to be addressed as a management issue within the network. And part three would be kind of like an annual report, since it's almost the end of the year anyway. What has the network done? I mean, what has the affiliates program done? You know, just a summary like Ursula has done in the past. And then four, maybe, well, I don't think we have to say what we are because we are the task force. I mean, I don't think we have to explain our role. I think it's more like from a management perspective.
Have we confirmed that the affiliates program has a separate budget yet?
The affiliates program does not have a separate budget.
There's no separate budget. It doesn't have to be completely separate. If there was an accommodating management, it doesn't need to be a separate budget, like what they always call the department, like the station budget. It doesn't have to be. It only has to be in an adversarial relationship. Then it has to be. And maybe some would argue that in the future, to prevent these kind of abuses, they would have to be separate. But structurally, I'm just saying in concept, it didn't have to be separate.
Well, it seems like our CFO has repeatedly denied that it was a separate program like Archives is or KPF. He is, but
because it's not.
Maybe we need to confirm that it is.
It is charged as if it is, Rip.
Well, it's charged.
I mean, that's
the
thing. In terms of allocation, it's not, but in terms of expenditures, in terms of what expenditures are reported, it absolutely is treated like a separate budget because
it's in-house.
We are charged. We are charging ourselves. When we, you know, I mean, the way the reports are now, Pacifica is charging itself for use of its services. So it is a separate, it's treated separately in that case.
Well, yeah, well, that could be. But, I mean, really, you know, okay, if I was the ED, then it wouldn't need to be a separate budget. But if there's an adversarial relationship with the people that hold the money, then there is a gain to be made by insisting on a breakout budget. So I guess we have to look at that, you know, the political context of it. What I see now is that the never-ending attempts to cannibalize the affiliate monies coming in was all a reaction to the strain on the budget that was covered up for year after year, and where no firm hand was taken in controlling the budgets of the entities of the foundation, so that it resulted in the fiscal collapse. And now I can see why, when the affiliate program generates money, why somebody might want all of it, and therefore never quit working to cut those costs of the affiliate program, because every dollar spent was a dollar that couldn't be used to cover up some failure somewhere else, which has been the ongoing method of operation of managing the finances of Pacifica, and why it's in such a debacle now. So anyway, I go back to motive. It's the individuals that make you feel like you have to have a separate budget. It shouldn't be that way. Okay, so maybe it shouldn't, but the reality is you got to protect, and so therefore that's why we would want a separate budget.
Well, this is Ursula. I'd also like to say, I really don't. Am I still on?
We're listening.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I have very weird telephones that cut off at unpredictable times. I really don't feel most of the time. I know there's a very political side to all of this, which unfortunately is a reality. But in my daily life, I'm not really driven politically, and I just, on principle, you know, have come to the point in my job where I would like to make plans, and I would like to be treated like a manager, because I'm expected to act like a manager in terms of responsibility, and I would like a budget because I'd like to be able to plan.
That's a really good reason. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, if I'm going to be charged for things, I would like, you know, a system of accountability, because right now, with no budget, expenses are simply appear for unexplained reasons, and I don't even know what they are half the time. So at this point, it's not really a political issue for me. It's an issue of just being treated like a responsible employee, and, you know, be given the tools to succeed at this job. That's how I feel about it. I'm not really, you know, it's really not a political issue for me, ultimately.
Well, and when I say it's a really good reason, I'm not being what I mean is that being able to plan is the way that the organization will find success. And so so I'm not being facetious or whatever when
right.
I say, you know, oh, it's a good plan. Well, but it's because that's how it's going to succeed. And you're a writer,
yeah.
So it's because you want to have a successful operation, and you can't do that without being able to plan year to year. So,
right. What I don't feel that I can do by myself is a business plan. I would really like a business plan for Pacifica National. I really don't think that's something I can do independent of Pacifica National. You know,
well,
I think
too bad that with all the brain power in the finance office that they wouldn't be more participatory with like treating all the aspects of Pacifica as the family and help do that and make it happen.
Right.
I'd like
to make a business plan together.
Right.
I think we desperately need one. But that I really do feel I can't do without Pacifica National. That would be inappropriate.
Well, back to what Chandra suggested. Number one, reaffirm to the PNB. Number two, how the loss of staff has affected delivery of services. And number three, kind of like an annual report, what the affiliates program has done. That was what Chandra suggested that we do to address this issue, and then I kind of threw a wrench into it by saying, you know, is this the time when we say this is a separate program? I don't want us to do a lot of work that's just going to be blown off.